KRVS Public Media.
To another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. I'll be your host for the hour today. And we just heard the great Otis Redding with a song written by Sam Cooke called Shake. And that was off a record called Otis Blue that came out in 1965. Of course, Sam Cooke had a hit with it in 1964, but once Otis Redding gets a hold of anything, it becomes an even bigger hit. The late, great Otis Redding from 1965. The album was called Otis Blue on the Stax label. And the theme this week is Shake That Thing. And I definitely survived Mardi Gras running the courier in 30-degree weather, but it's got a little thing back in the throat I'm trying to shake. So I thought it would be appropriate to shake everything up this week and try and get all the bugs out. So without further ado, you know, sometimes you just got to shake that thing.
Let me hear that. Play it again. Sounds stop to me, better take it out and shake it.
Oh, shake that thing!
Gotta shake that thing.
Oh, shake that thing.
Oh, shake that thing.
Oh, shake that thing.
Make you yell, shake, shake that thing. Old Uncle Nettie's a general king. Spain is back, shake that thing. I'll shake that thing.
Shake that thing.
I'll shake that thing.
Oh, shake that thing.
Yes, him come never, gotta shake that thing.
Thank you.
shake that thing. Big fat cat let out a sneeze, blew the leaves right off the tree. Should've shook that thing.
Shake that thing.
No, shake that thing.
No, shake that thing.
Couldn't get far, but you shook her. Shake that thing. Shake it.
Thank you. take it and break it, hang it on the wall. Throw it out the window and catch it before it falls. Jimmy, she wobble this all night long. Honey, don't shimmy while I'm gone now. I'm going away, and I won't be back until the fall. You can shake it, break it, hang it up on the wall. Long. Honey, don't you hear me while I'm gone now. I'm going away and I won't be back until the fall. You can shake it, break it, rub it all over the wall.
Thank you.
Mississippi, Fred McDowell, with Shake 'Em On Down. That was a very late track for Mississippi Fred. He was born in 1904. That was recorded in 1970, a couple of years before he died. And that was released. That might have been a live track, actually, on the Arhuli label. Mississippi Fred, one of the great old blues men. Right before that, we heard Shake It and Break It. It was the Varsity Seven, which featured Coleman Hawkins and Benny Carter, and that was Joe Turner on the vocals. That was recorded in New York on January 15th, 1940, for the Varsity label, hence the name Varsity Seven. And before that, we heard the Rolls Royce of jug bands of the South, that's for sure. Dixieland Jug Blowers with the Memphis Shake. That was a great band that was formed by jug player Earl McDonald and fiddler Clifford Hayes in Louisville. And actually, Johnny Dodds, a great jazz clarinetist, also played in that band for a little while, and he was featured on that track. Great Henry Clifford composition called Memphis Shake, recorded in Chicago on December 11th, 1926. Yeah, we opened up that set, our first set of the day, with Mr. Leon Redbone with Gotta Shake That Thing. That was off of one of Leon's later albums. He hasn't made an album in about 20 years. But that one was called Up a Lazy River. It came out in 1992 on a private music label. So, if you're just tuning in, welcome to Freetown Radio. The theme this week is Shake That Thing. And this next set is going to feature some Louisiana artists at the top of the set. Some very revered ones at that. One more well-known than the other, but we're going to start this out with Slim Harpo. I don't have to tell you what track this is. But here we go.
I want to tell you about a dance that's thought around. Everybody do it from the grown-ups down. Don't have to move your head. Don't have to move your hand. Don't have to move your lips. Shake your hips and do the hip shake, baby. And do the hip shake, baby. Do the hip shake, baby. Shake your hips, baby. Now if you don't know, don't be afraid. Just listen to me and do what I said. Don't move your head. Don't move your hands. Don't move your lips. Just shake your hips, do the hip shake, baby, do the hip shake, baby, do the hip shake, baby, shake your hips, baby, now ain't that easy. Slim Harpo, I didn't move my head, I didn't move my hands, I didn't move my lips. She shook her hips, she did a hip shake, baby, did a hip shake, baby, did a hip shake, baby. Shake your hip, baby. Now ain't it sweet?
Tell us where is that? Well, it's across the street, yeah. If I'm alive. Shake a shake a soup. She's doing all the dances. And now you want her to do. Alright, hear me now. She's doing a funky, funky Broadway popcorn main. She says, she walk, baby, she really shake her thing. I said, a shake, baby, shake. Girl, you're really working out great. She jump up on the ball, baby. And then she went to work. And I told her, come on, I want to shake, baby, shake. Good job. Girl, you're really working out great. Move.
Go, 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 go. You're putting on real fashion.
She shook it down low. Hear me. Well, she shook it so hard, man. Then she fell down on the floor. Do me here now. Then she moved with the groove. Lord. Then she rocked with the sock. And I told her, come on, I want to shake.
Baby, shake.
Yeah, you really working out great. Hear me now.
Go, 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 go.
Talking about
Yeah, that was NRBQ with the old classic Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And the new Rhythm and Blues Quartet, that was from their 1978 album called NRBQ at Yankee Stadium. Not that they ever played there, but it looked nice with them sitting in the bleachers on the cover. And before that, we heard The Band with Shaken. That was originally done by, I want to say the Staple Singers. And that was an outtake from their 1973 album called Moondog Matinee, and that featured Levon Helm on the vocals and the drums there. Before that, we heard, recorded in New Orleans in 1967, that was Sammy Ridgway with Shake a Shake Sue. And that was on the little 45 on the Kings Row label. And that came out in 1967. And we started out with one of Louisiana's finest, Slim Harpo, with the old classic Shake Your Hips. And that was the single version that was recorded in February of 1966, right up the road here in Crowley, Louisiana. And that featured Slim on the vocal and the harmonica. That was Willie Parker on the tenor sax, Katie Webster on the organ, Janet Johnson, Rudolph Richard on guitars, Geese August on the bass, Sammy Brown on the drums, and Lazy Lester on percussion. So it looks like we're just about halfway through our Freetown radio show for this week. The theme is Shake That Thing. And, you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every week as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on KRVS. That's 88.7 on your FM dial if you're in the Lafayette Lake Charles area. And of course, you can dial us up anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection at krvs.org. Podcasts of Freetown Radio are available on the website if you want to subscribe. If not, you can just go to Programs, click on Freetown Radio, and all the shows are archived right there on the page. Just hit the button and they play. Usually Friday's show is up by Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of the following week. And we also rebroadcast the show late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning at 1 a.m. for you late night birds. So, what are we going to do for the second half of the show, you ask? Well, I think we're going to shift gears entirely. We've heard a lot of rhythm and blues and jug band music and a little bit of jazz. We're going to turn it over and let's go back to, let's see, Nashville in the late 40s. That would be a good place to start. And this set's really going to shake them up. This is going to be a short set. And we're going to start out with Eddie Hill and his boys. Actually, it's Smiling Eddie Hill and his boys, as they were billed back then. This was recorded on December 18th, 1947 in Nashville for the Hill and Country label. And we're going to hear Shake That Little Foot, which is based on the old fiddle tune Sally Ann. So shake that little foot, Sally Ann.
Shake that little foot, Sally Ann. Shake that little foot, Sally Ann. Shake that little foot, Sally Ann. Shake that little foot, Sally Ann. (Music)
got a little gal, she's mighty sweet. From her ankles on down, Lord, too much feet. Shake that a little foot, Sally Ann. 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 Peg leg every day. Shake that a little foot, Sally Ann. 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 In glory are lined with gold. Shake that a little foot, Sally Ann. Shake that a little foot, Sally Ann. Shake that a little foot, Sally Ann. Shake that a little foot, Sally Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a band, that's for sure. The great Buddy Johnson and his orchestra would Shake 'Em Up. And that was recorded in New York on December 27th, 1949 for the Decca label. And Buddy Johnson was quite popular in the late 40s. As a matter of fact, he was known as the King of the One-Nighters. And at a time when all the big bands were breaking up because they couldn't afford to take them on the road anymore, Buddy managed to keep a 16-piece band working by doing one-nighters all around the country. And that's where they were so tight and amazing, because they played every night and they got that stuff sharp. And mostly all virtual unknowns. They stuck with Buddy Johnson for a long time. And he had two great tenor sax players in that band, David Van Dyke and Purvis Henson. And a remarkable cut there, Shake 'Em Up. And before that, we heard the Carlisles with Shake a Leg. And that was recorded in Nashville in February of 1954 for the Mercury label. And the Carlisles were led by Bill Carlisle, who was the lead vocalist and guitar player. And Elizabeth Amos and Roy Sneed also sang and played guitars. And they were aided and abetted by Chet Atkins on the guitar and Tommy Jackson on the fiddle from 1954. So it looks like we're doing pretty good on time. And we got time for one more set. In this next set, the first track we're going to hear is a very, very special track. A very unusual old blues track by a guy they billed as Tommy Settlers. I think his real name might have been Settles, Tommy Settles. And he was a vocalist and a master of the kazoo. And so he said. And he recorded a bunch of sides in 1930 and then completely disappeared. He came back seven years later and recorded some more sides. But we're going to hear a tune called Shakin' Weed Blues that he recorded at his first recording session. This was recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin, November of 1930 for the Paramount label. And if you listen closely, he's not really using the kazoo all that much. He's doing all these tricks with his voice, and about halfway through the song, you can hear him sound like he's hitting a bass drum and a hi-hat. So without further ado, Tommy Settlers with Shakin' Weed Blues. Here we go.
Early one Monday morning, brother and sister was on their way. Early one Monday morning, brother and sister was on their way. Brother spread the weed, and the weeds buzzed. Brother spies a wee and a wee bucket. Brother looked around at sister. He began to say, sister, how come that we walked up? Thank you.
nothing to it, cause it's easy to do about shaking that thing. Oh, shake that thing. Said I'm so sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Now the old folks done it and the young folks too. Old folks teaching young ones what to do about shaking that thing. Oh, shake that thing. I'm so sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Well, shake it then. Shake that thing, boy. Said Grandpa Johnson, grab Sister Kate, shuck her like he's shaking jelly on a plate. How he was shaking that thing. Oh, he was shaking that thing. I'm so sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Said old Uncle Jack, he's a jelly roll king. He got a hump in his back just from shaking that thing. Oh, he's shaking that thing. How he was shaking that thing. Said I'm so sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Ride it in now. A little funny swing. You don't need no lessons to shake that thing. Keep on shaking that thing. Keep on shaking that thing. Call, I'm so sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Shake it, boy.
Thank you. chance taking it in the bed with me. I told you you could go and don't come back no more. It's your last time shaking it in the bed with me. I told you to your face I had another woman to take your place. So it's your last time sharing it in the bed with me. Will you shake it, you can break it, hanging on the wall. Run round the wind and catch it just for it fall. Oh, shake it, you can break it, hanging on a line. I don't want it, ain't no love of mine. I told you in the fall when I didn't have no woman at all. It was your last time singing in the bed. You kicked all my kibble out on the floor. You better be glad you ain't gonna get to kick it no more. Oh, you wear your mini skates above your knees. Now say you're just any man you please. I told you in the spring when the birds all begin to sing, it's your last time singing in the bed with me. Will you shake it, you can break it, hang it on the wall. Throw it out there, one and catch it just for it fall. Oh, shake it, you can break it, hanging on a fence. I don't want it, cause I got good sense. I told you, you could go and don't come back no more. Baby, it's your last time shaking it, I mean twisting it, doing that monkey dog and that slop in the bed with me.
Sam Chatman, once a leader of the Mississippi Sheiks back in the 20s and 30s, and he was still alive in 1970 when that was recorded. That was Last Chance, Shaking in the Bed with Me, and that's the last song on Freetown Radio for today. And that was on a rare album that was released on the Blue Goose label, appropriately titled Mississippi Sheik. Sam Chatman with Last Chance, Shaking in the Bed with Me. Before that, we heard the Ka'ai Serenaders with Hula, Shake That Thing. And that was recorded in the late 20s. I found that on an old Arhuli record called Hawaiian Steel Guitar Classics. Before that, we heard the great Kokomo Arnold on vocal and guitar, accompanied by Petey Wheatstraw on a piano, with Shake That Thing. That was recorded in Chicago on July 9th of 1936. And we opened up that set with that very, very rare blues track from Tommy Settles, although he's listed as Tommy Settlers on the label there. the alleged virtuoso of the kazoo, but it sounds like he was using his throat mostly. Some really cool vocal tricks there. Shaking Weed Blues. That was recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin in November 1930 for the Paramount label. I want to thank everybody for listening to Freetown Radio. We come to you every Friday at 3. Everybody have a great weekend. And make sure you be safe. Take care of yourselves, and more importantly, take care of each other. We'll see you next week at 3.
KRVS, 88.7 FM.